News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Lademan. Our report says the man accused of running into a Republican voter registration tent over the weekend was apparently motivated by politics. News 4 Jax says an arrest report claims 27-year-old Gregory Timms told police he ran into the tent in the Walmart parking lot in Atlantic Boulevard Saturday afternoon because he doesn't like President Trump. Timms is accused of aggravated assault, criminal mischief, and driving without a license. After the president heard about what happened, he sent out a tweet saying, in his words, "Be careful, tough guys. Who you play with." The Putnam County Sheriff's Office says a 13-year-old student is accused of carrying two guns, one of them loaded, in his backpack at a middle school in Palatka. The boy is identified as Joseph Allen. He'll face adult charges of possessing weapons on school grounds. Allen was arrested at Jenkins Middle School after deputies say they got a tip. The investigation into why the boy had the guns and where he got them is continuing. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt is starting to get some slow traffic. Just add an extra 5 minutes. That's I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today and warm, the high 84 this evening, partly cloudy with a low of 68. Currently, it's 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Former Empire star Jussie Smollett has been indicted again. A new report says couples cheat on their partners with unhealthy food. And it was close, but Bernie Sanders wins the New Hampshire primary.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Thousands of you listen to The Morning Show on your smartphones, your Android phones. We encourage you to download the app free, no monthly charge, no pop-ups. Go to WBOB.com and just download the app. And it is a lot of you listen to it, like I said, on your smartphones, and we encourage that as well. Also, Facebook.com/WBOB. Good morning. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue with the news. Before I get to the Jussie Smollett, Roger, I'm getting a lot of emails here from some friends and a lot of text messages. You know, there was a story real quick. I know we got a lot of other stories to talk about, but there was a story where owners of Taco Bell, I don't know if any of you know, I think there's like 150 franchises in the state of Florida that are owned by individuals who own Taco Bell. Okay, like a McDonald's or a Burger King. And a story where it was just interesting that some of you are, and I want to go a little bit further with this, where Taco Bell managers and a couple of owners, for example, in Ohio, and where they say that the workers that they hired aren't showing up on time. So they put a sign out in front of the door saying, "We apologize for the restaurant being closed because our workers aren't showing up on time." In other words, the employees were being shamed. I don't have a problem with that. Roger may have a little difference with that. But hey, we'll get into that in a moment. And they say, quote, "The dining room is closed until the workers can show up on time, go through the drive-thru. We're sorry for the inconvenience. Please bear with us until we find the right team to serve our community." I mean, they really looked out for the customer here.
Right.
I would have to say Taco Bell says this should not have happened. We need to retrain the current team for proper protocol. I keep asking, how do you have proper protocol for employees to show up on time? Roger kind of alluded to the issue that, and, you know, Roger, some people may go along with this. Hey, man, maybe you need to slip another 50 for these kids to show up on time.
That's not exactly the way I put it, but you can spin it that way if you like.
No, I'm just saying, well, maybe they're not showing up on time.
Bribe them.
Well, here's the point. Roger,
it's not what I was saying.
Well,
go ahead.
Roger said, kind of, I think some people would go along with this. I mean, okay. If I was in high school, I would. That was just a couple of years ago. That if the employees aren't showing up on time, see that the employees that are showing up on time gets another.
They get their Christmas bonus and nobody else does. Then they forfeit their Christmas bonus that they were going to give to everyone.
Oh, maybe no, they may but have a reason outside to of a Christmas for. Bonus, we're talking, okay. Hey, this is just for, hey, you did a good job in the middle of April. We're going to give you an extra $100. Well, man, that would encourage people to show up on time. I have to go out and pay more bonuses for young kids to show up on time.
Hadn't thought about that.
Your attitude. I mean, some cases that would be doing well. Right. So we're going to pay them to do what is right. My question to you is, do you think the restaurant, and I always love your view on this, mm-hmm. should they have shamed the employees or not?
I don't have a problem with shaming the employees. I can understand corporate Taco Bell's issue with creating a bad image and optics for the restaurant chain, because that ends up creating an image of Taco Bell.
It didn't say the food was bad, just as our service is bad.
This is where, you know, Taco Bell, home of the slacker employees, that creates an image that Taco Bell corporate does not want to have for their restaurants all over the country, and that's probably their issue. I don't think they were concerned about shaming the employees. I think they were concerned about Taco Bell's image.
Well, shaming the employees is part of the image as well. Because it's out in the open. I would have shamed them.
Well, if you can do it in a way that
I'm asking.
Well, then you may need to look at another way of disciplining them, because that ends up hurting, I believe, the corporate image of the restaurant chain.
But you know what also helps out? Hey, folks, we got rid of the slackers, like you said. We got new employees. Come on in. Buy one, get one free. My question, this is what I'm getting at. Are we coddling our young people too? I'm not putting words in Roger's mouth. Roger's a friend of the, you know, he's my co-host, man. We have a great time. The chemistry works well. But some of you are saying, no, we shouldn't shame the employees. It makes the company look bad. Why is it, by the way, I can't see the names on the thing here, my upper thing. You may have to, hold on, let me click off and click back on. There we go. I couldn't see the names of Roger's typing to me here. There we go. I can see it now. My question is, are we not coddling our young people too much? How many of you all watch American Idol? Do you watch American Idol?
I got tired of it. I believe they canceled it.
I don't watch America. Yeah. Idol. Do you know what? Do you know what part I did watch America Got Idol? You know the best part of it is?
The very first weeks when they had the people who couldn't sing.
Exactly. Roger knows me so well. The people that got turned down. Uh-huh. Like when Simon Cowell used to say, "You sound like the Incredible Hulk's wife. You sing like," I mean, I don't know what that meant, right, but it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I like... Listen, do you know the reason why Roger and I have been able to be, and we're blessed, been successful in this business? Because we failed many times, right, Roger?
Yeah.
Well, not you, but me. I look at it's easier to win, it's easier to succeed than it is to fail. I will lose more, but my successes will outshine those losses out there. And I like America's Got Talent. I don't like it when Howie Mandel, we got to coddle these young people. We don't want to be rough on them. Folks, I think what we need are more Judge Judy's and more Gunnery Sergeant Hartman's from Full Metal Jacket. Enough coddling young people out there. There's a little bit of tough love. We just shouldn't have to be putting signs on a Taco Bell by telling, hey, and by the way, we need to get rid of these employees. Well, it's a tight job market. Then pay them more money for new employees. But Taco Bell says, well, we need to have job retraining for the proper protocol.
I think they were saying train the managers. That's the...
No. That's not what it said.
That's the impression
the team was immediately retrained on proper protocol, according to the article. Quote, what? The team. That's everybody.
Proper protocol? What does that mean? Showing it to work on
that's
time?
That's what I'm asking.
I thought there would be proper protocol to don't put the sign up on the windows saying...
Oh, wait. Folks,
our employers
hold on.
Are
no.
too lazy to be here on time.
Wait a second. Why do you need proper protocol? So I'm saying you can put a sign up there, but we're just going to protocol it the
like
right way?
It seemed like the context of what corporate was complaining about wasn't
I got the
employees
article in front
showing
of me.
Up late. It was, their complaint was they were apologizing for what the management did.
So we want to go after the management because it's his fault that the reason why the workers can't show up on time. Is this a case where the buck stops here?
Sometimes that happens.
So folks, my question to you is, if you were the owner...
Depending on who the manager is.
Or you were the manager, is this the right call? Would you have shamed employees at your local restaurant, wherever you're listening to the show today, your local restaurant, you're the boss, would you have shamed employees that continuously, because you're not firing them, but you want to keep them around, but we want to shame them.
And I would like to add a footnote to that, and that even if it meant it would be embarrassing to your restaurant, would you continue to do it?
Well, you tell me what's more embarrassing, the restaurant have to be closed or not getting the food out on time? Because you can't blame me, the manager, I'm showing up on time. I get a teammate that aren't working.
I think you're assuming that unless they did that, there would be no way that the restaurant would ever open on time again.
He just said they had to go through the drive-thru, and the restaurant owner said, quote, we're closed.
That almost seemed to be like a rare instance, a situation that had to be corrected, as opposed to now everybody's going to remember Taco Bell as the place that had the lazy slackers working there.
And that's why I said the new slackers will show up, and they will no longer be slackers. I just think we coddle young people too much. I love tough love. That's why I said I like the best part of American Idol. When we tell the kids, the people, not kids, hey, you're not good enough. Yeah, but I come from a single family. And hey, here's a quarter. Here's a cell phone. Call somebody who cares. The bottom line is that we know people that have single families and come from a single family in a low-income area that actually make it.
Yeah.
We see it in sports. We see it on all. I just think that we're too much not doing enough of tough love out there. A kid gets suspended in school. You know what happened when a kid got suspended in school? They got suspended. You know what happens these days? Oh, we get a hearing. We get to go in front of the local school board. Oh, this happens in some counties. We get another hearing. I mean, let me go a little bit further here. If you are a member of a union and they know you did something wrong, can you fire them? No. Why? Because they got union protection. I mean, come on, folks. I'm just telling you, when kids are told you're not good enough, that should rebuild their character. Don't we do that in the military? I don't know, Roger. Am I being too tough here?
No.
No, I mean, if I am, you correct me. I'm not going to, you know.
You know, I'm all for tough love. But again, I get what Taco Bell corporate was
concerned about.
I think
your tough love is different than mine.
And that was, they did it in a way that embarrassed the restaurant chain, too.
Okay, so here's a question I like to ask you. You out there listening, nobody cares about my views. Nobody cares about my opinion. I like hearing yours and reading yours. Here is the question. Taco Bell, restaurant owner, you're a manager. Have you ever seen a weird sign that talked about the service that, hey, the reason why we can't open up on time because we got such lazy rear-end employees? I mean, you would be more embarrassing? Oh, we just had the local fire inspection come around and say, our food stinks. That's worse than employees not showing up because we got to shut down for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, why not? And we're going to get to you real quick here. Just give me 1 minute. I think,
would you ever go back to a restaurant that said, I'm sorry we had to shut down for the day because our employees aren't washing their hands after they used the restaurant?
You know what happens? How many of y'all go to a Dunkin'?
Or would it be smarter to handle that and shame them privately or at least amongst that group?
No, I would shame them publicly.
You would do it in front of the customers? People would never show up at your restaurant again.
No, yeah, they would. How many times have you gone through a Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, the drive-thru open? No, the drive-thru isn't open, but one of the others open. It happens all the time. Starbucks is much. I think Starbucks coffee is not as good, but
the
service is better.
I get here at 5 in the morning. I pass a fast food restaurant every single day when I come in. And to be frank with you, flip a coin whether or not that restaurant's drive-thru is even open every day we get here. So I'm assuming someone's showing up late at least a couple days a week now that I think about it. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying here is that, and we're going to get to you just in a moment. Hold on. I just think we coddle young people too. I would have shamed these employees, and then I would have fired them if they weren't doing the job.
And again, I have no problem with shaming the employees. I do have a problem with shaming the restaurant as well and creating a bad image of the restaurant in the community.
If the employees are not showing up and you got to shut down the restaurant, that already is shame enough. That's where I'm getting. That's all I'm saying. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right. 904-831-0600. Let's go to line two. Let's start off with Frank. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, brother, am I right or wrong in this issue? Am I being too much of a jerk? You can tell me.
I'm on a different tangent. I'm trying to figure out that these employees just fall out the sky and we pick them up.
I don't know, man.
Somebody hired them, and somebody needs to train them before they get out there, and you're not shaming them because they don't care.
You know, Frank, that's interesting. I mean, but yeah, who hired them? Maybe the managers get blamed. But, I mean, how do you have proper protocol? I mean, what is a retraining for protocol for young people to show up on time or to tell your boss not to put out a sign? You just tell them not to do it. You tell people to show up. What kind of retraining do you need for that?
I think I'm with Roger on that. They meant they were going to retrain their managers, not to try to do it publicly that way, because actually it makes no sense to put that sign in the window because those employees aren't reading and the people don't know the employees from Adam. So what does it matter?
All right. Hey, man, Frank, that's a good question. Who hired them first? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's go to line three. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. You know what? My kid goes to school in Clay County, high school, and he got in trouble at school, suspended for 6 months. At first, I thought, wow, that is a tough suspension for the offense.
What did he
do? Yeah. He got caught vaping, but it had marijuana in it.
Wait, Mike, was this a first, second time, third time offense?
First time offense.
In Clay County, I mean, okay.
In Clay County.
Hold on, Mike, and I don't mean to, I don't want to embarrass you, so forgive me. I'm just asking, was he, I mean, he got caught. Did he try to blow? Did he try to Bernie Sanders? You like the initials there. Did he try to Bernie Sanders his way out of it? I mean, why did they give him? Wait. He was expelled or was he suspended?
Suspended. And he had the option of homeschooling or going to Bannerman. And we opted to send him to Bannerman for half a year.
Incredible. Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? It was the right thing to do. So my son went to a good school. Before he could even go back to this school, he had a meeting with the principal. The principal read him the Riot Act. And, you know, in hindsight, you know what? I'm very grateful they were tough on him. You know, the kid's getting all straight A's now. He's back to it. He wants to go to college.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great ending to
Mike.
It could have been
Mike,
a bad story, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mike. And Mike, I got to tell you something. I've covered education for years as a reporter. I would go to local school board meetings and cover when I was looking for a local newspaper. Mike, you're one of the few. Do you know how many parents make excuses for their kids?
Yell
not
at the teacher.
My kid. Oh, yeah. Let's blame it on the teacher. Blame it on the rain. I mean, no, either that besides that, then they blame it on the teacher. It's never the parents' fault, or it's never the children's fault.
Never the kids' fault, ever.
Yeah. Let's go to line two. Go to Bill. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, brother.
I've been doing this business, QSR business, for about 45 years, and a lot of the problem is the perception. You have employees that go in the restroom and wash their hands, but they come out, and before they're supposed to go in the back kitchen, they're supposed to wash their hands again, because we always tell them, the guest is always watching you. So anytime you go out behind the line, you wash your hands. But the problem we have today is the quality of the employees we're hiring. A lot of managers are hiring. If you're breathing, you're going to get hired because there's no help out there.
Right. You're breathing.
The biggest problem we're having right now. You go down any major road where there's restaurants, there's help wanted signs on every big marquee or billboard. Mm. There's not enough fast food help. The young teenagers aren't filling the ranks, especially during the daytime shifts, because there's higher paying jobs. People are starting out at $10 an hour at certain fast foods, $11 an hour,
right,
just to work the register.
Bill, I got to get going. You make a valid point here. Let me ask. I was going to ask this: why are not? I can't click that on off.
Okay.
Why are they not working at the right? Can I ask two questions here? Bill makes a valid point. Maybe they're not being paid enough money, or are we giving them too much from our parents, where they don't have to go out and work all the time?
I don't think that's it at all. I think that these kids just don't have the character to show up to work on time unless it's put in them. And sometimes
you've got to
instill it in them.
When I see young people driving around in a new car, is it because they're getting the loan, parents are help paying for it, or are they paying for it themselves?
Affluenza, probably. Okay. I couldn't afford a car when I was first car in my 20s. Well, you come from wealth.
No, what are you talking? No, evidently, when I was 16, my dad put him on my bank. I opened up a bank account,
yeah.
But I'm the main guy in the account. So when I got a used 1974, right. But I'm not even that old. But he wanted had a brand new car versus a 74 Celica. I'm like, well, I don't want a car this old. Best flipping car I ever drove when I was young. And the bottom line is that any repairs he made sure he got paid. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, bro.
On the Taco Bell thing. All right. These kids are coddled. When I was an electrician in New York. My father was the vice president of the union. Well, he got me in, and he said, you got to work hard, and you keep going. Well, anyway, the company I worked for, I was a marine electrician. I worked in a shipyard. And we had to be at work at 7 a.m. If you got there at 7:02 or 7:03, and this was a union job, you were sent home without pay.
Really?
Yeah, this was a union up at the IBEW up in New York, okay? And if you got there 7:05, you went home without pay, and that was union rules. That was in the contract, okay? And everybody understood that. And we had young guys. I was young at the time, and we knew we weren't coddled. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. You went home. They didn't shake. Even in the hospitality industry in New York, I know people worked in restaurants, and then they were union up there. They got in late. You went home without pay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, man.
I love that idea.
Joe, I was always...
Send them home without pay and then learn the lesson and never be late again.
I say this in jest. I was always told, Ed, you want it by my friends, you want to be part of the union. I go, why? They go, well, you can show up 10 minutes late and leave 5 minutes early. I'm like, sign me up. So evidently, I guess that's not true. Oh, man. You want to combine them?
We can do that.
Let's do that. Dr. Merrill Matthews, one of my favorites, going to join us up next. Democrats are saying that these budget cuts by Trump Medicare, Medicaid, all of this has taken place, but there isn't really any cuts like you think there is. All of this coming up next. Always enjoy your calls, man. Always a different issue that drives up the phones. 22 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge, there's some slow traffic, add a couple extra minutes. And I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt, as always, add about 5 minutes and expect that to be with us all morning. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today and warm, the high 84 this evening, partly cloudy with a low of 68. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now February marks a very special occasion for the Boger family and Boger Shoes. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's third birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase a pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. And spring is just around the corner, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautiful newly remodeled store. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by four board-certified Bedorthus on staff. Stop by Boger Shoes on Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
The Everglades, previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys, home to thousands of species of plants and animals, and an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth, is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
Classic Custom Floors, your one-stop shop for flooring sales, removal, and installation. Why go to the big box stores and pay more when you don't have to? Classic Custom Floors professionally installs luxury vinyl, laminate, hardwood, engineered hardwood, carpet, and tile. Classic Custom Floors, craftsmanship you can stand on. Serving Clay, Duval, and St. Johns County. Give them a call today at 904-863-4319. That's 904-863-4319. Or visit ClassicCustomFloors.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new report says couples cheat on their partners with unhealthy food. It was close, but Bernie Sanders wins the New Hampshire primary. And mortgage default rates hit their highest level since the Great Recession.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Wow, I hope mortgage rates haven't hit the highest since the Great Depression.
Now I get your whole shaming thing.
Wow, touche. That's a good one.
You learn things all
how
the time.
How many
of
y'all remember the name? This is MAGA country. I go hard at Trump. Remember Jussie Smollett back in the national news again? Here is, it doesn't matter that he's gay, but he's a gay actor from, he's gay, but he's an actor from the show Empire who pulled the stunt by saying, those men who he hired, by the way, that were black, but they were white. But they
from
were,
Africa.
They were wearing MAGA hats in Chicago. That's an oxymoron right there. Ain't nobody wearing a MAGA hat in Chicago. Having said that, where he lied last year about being torn up because of his views and what he had against President Trump, Fox News.
Jussie Smollett, remember him? Well, he has been indicted today by a special prosecutor in Chicago, stemming from the alleged racist and anti-gay attack on him that occurred in January of 2019. Smollett told Chicago police last year that two men physically attacked him and yelled racial and homophobic slurs.
Yeah.
Prosecutors insist Smollett faked the racist anti-gay attack on himself in the hopes that the attention would advance his acting career. But with little explanation, authorities last year abruptly dropped all charges against Smollett, abandoning the criminal case only 5 weeks after the allegations were filed.
Remember the interview he did last year? You know, I always have all these clips. Remember the interview he did last year with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts? This is classic.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that?
How do you not believe me?
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
And the Academy Award goes to
Jussie Smollett.
More of the clip.
It feels like if I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now. I respect too much the people who I am now one of those people who have been attacked in any way. You do such a disservice when you lie about things like this.
What is? Yeah, you do.
He's got to be the
He's
best
talking about
liar.
Himself.
The best liar I have heard in a long
this
time.
This is great.
I think you were targeted.
I can just assume. I mean,
why were you targeted, Jussie?
I come really, really hard against 45.
I come hard against 45. He's referring to Trump, by the way, the 45.
I come really, really hard against his administration. And I don't hold my tongue. If I, the attacker, masked, and he said, this MAGA country...
Well, I'll let you fill in the blank there. It was complete nonsense, and he lied about it all.
They were wearing MAGA hats. Chicago.
Yeah, Roger's
driving through Berkeley, California, and people with MAGA hats.
Yeah, I've been to Chicago, and there ain't nobody wearing a MAGA hat out there.
Right.
Coming up next, Dr. Merrill Matthews. We'll have some more fun here on the morning show. 29 minutes after 7 a.m. This is great. Talk radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Bernie Sanders wins New Hampshire's presidential primary election, narrowly edging moderate rival Pete Buttigieg and scoring the first clear win in the Democratic Party's chaotic 2020 nomination fight. Amy Klobuchar finished a strong third, giving her campaign an unexpected boost. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, though, with single-digit finishes, way in back of the pack, Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett dropping out of the race. Japan's health ministry said today 39 new cases of a virus have been confirmed on the cruise ship quarantine at a Japanese port. The update brings the total found on the Diamond Princess to 174. And a fire inside a Baton Rouge, Louisiana ExxonMobil refinery last night turned the night sky a shade of orange and sent a large plume of smoke in the air. The fire around 11:30. No injuries reported. The fire was contained at the location where it started. An investigation is ongoing. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Lederman. Two more shootings in Jacksonville. One of them involved a one-year-old girl. The other left a man dead. The child was shot while riding in a car with two adults on Meharry Avenue around 8 p.m. JSO says she was wounded in the leg and is expected to survive. The other shooting reported Tuesday morning when officers doing a wellness check found the man dead in a home on Red Robin Drive East. An autopsy will be done today. Some passes to Disney World will now cost you more. Disney's website says three of its four resident Florida pass plans and two of its non-resident plans are headed up. The affected Florida plans will go up by $10 or $20, while out-of-staters will shell out an average 6% more. It's only been 8 months since the last price increase at Disney in Orlando. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Vindman brothers are out of the National Security Council. Ambassador Sondland has been called back from his post in Europe. What next when it comes to draining the swamp? We'll find out on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll have Ned Ryan in studio to talk about his new book, Restoring Our Republic, and then the latest on the increased violence against the boys and the girls in blue in New York.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
295 southbound between Blanding Boulevard and the Buckman Bridge, there's some slow traffic, add a couple extra minutes. And I-10 eastbound between 295 and Roosevelt, as always, add about 5 minutes and expect that to be with us all morning. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today and a high of 84 degrees. This evening will be partly cloudy. The low will drop to 68. Right now it's 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. It was close, but Bernie Sanders wins the New Hampshire primary. Mortgage default rates hit their highest level since the Great Recession. And the Trump administration wants to send block grants to states like Florida as a way to curb the rising cost of Medicaid.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Disney's raising up their prices again?
Again, yeah. Do it all the time. Well, it's a high demand place, you know, supply and demand. If it's crowded, you know, they want to, it makes it a more pleasant experience if you're not waiting as long in line as long. And if they raise the prices, they're happy because they're making more money and the customer's happy because it's not as packed.
I guess the Fast Pass gets a little bit more. Well, did I have a Fast Pass?
I think they do.
I like Universal Studios. Yeah. Anyway, hey, here on our Newsmaker line, one of my favorite guests, Dr. Merrill Matthews. Of course, who is the resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation, IPI.org. He's also, of course, the past president of the Health Economics Roundtable and a columnist, an opinion writer for The Hill.com, also an author as well. Let me play for the clip. The news media really, and I have to call it the way it is, Dr. Matthews, I would love to address the issues of the entitlements, but let's go back. This was last month. CNBC asked President Trump, will you address entitlement spending at some point here? This is what the president said.
Entitlements ever be on your plane?
At some point they will be. And at the right time, we will take a look at that. You know, that's actually the easiest of all things.
Okay, so I didn't hear any cuts. The media says that there's nothing but cuts that the president is proposing. Listen to the Office of Management Budget Director, Russell Vaught. He says when it comes to beneficiaries of Medicare, Medicaid, all this type of Social Security, says nothing's going to be cut.
As it pertains to Medicare and Medicaid, Medicare will grow by 6%, Medicaid will grow by 3%, and we propose reforms that are good government, things like reducing the cost of prescription drug benefits. That's $135 billion. It's something that Democrats have said they're interested in doing it. The president's been very clear there will be no changes to the benefits of Social Security and Medicare.
Okay, so what the, and Dr. Matthews, let me set this up and you fill in where it needs to be taken care of. What they're saying, they want to do block grants to the states like here in Florida when it comes to Medicaid. That, who can have a problem with that? But then again, the Dems say that's going to cut and hurt all the poor people. But according to the administration, and this is where it gets a little interesting, they want to deny hospitals higher reimbursement rates for outpatient services rather than other medical facilities. I guess some are saying that if you can get the same service at home, why do you need to pay more money at the hospital?
Right. It's almost like Jussie Smollett was saying two guys in a MAGA hat took attacked the federal budget. And they made massive cuts to all these programs.
That's a great one.
That's right. Yeah, if you go to Dan Mitchell has a piece at the American Institute for Economic Research where he has clips of various headlines there from Reuters. Trump slashes federal aid, cuts safety net programs in the new budget proposal. New York Magazine. Trump proposes massive cuts to safety net once again. And he's got a list of these, and then he's got the graphs that show the spending, and he asks, where's the, there's a 10-year graph here, where's the cut? And all of the graphs, the domestic spending, foreign spending and so forth, overall spending, all increased significantly. So what this is, it's a slowing in the rate of growth. It is not a cut. It's a slowing in the rate of growth. But cut is Washington speak for slowing in the rate of growth. With Medicare, he does want to slow the rate of growth, especially with hospital spending and some other things, because the hospitals, once Obamacare came in, hospitals began to combine and merge in ways that they could sort of, especially taking over physicians' practices, and then they started using that as a way to sort of attract higher spending, because if you got a practice, if you got something done in the doctor's clinic, it didn't pay as much as if you went to the hospital. So the hospital started bumping up the spending, and the administration's trying to tap down on that.
You know, I find this. I know it's in the same ballpark, but you know, somebody, when I'm saying the same ballpark, that you may be on the 90-yard line, I may be on the 10, with 80 yards separating us on this. In this point, I'm bringing up here. Because the president's, the White House says that they just want to deny hospitals, here's the key word, reimbursement rates. Because they say if you can get it cheaper at a house, what do you do at a hospital? But let's be honest, Democrats have been proposing with Obamacare to cut reimbursement rates for doctors, and they never seem to call that a cut.
Oh, in Medicare for All, Bernie Sanders is very clear that doctors will get a significant cut, as will hospitals, in their reimbursement rates. That's one of the ways he tries to expand the coverage to everybody else who's uninsured, expand things that it covers, and still keeps it at, what, $32 trillion additional spending. So that's one of the things that goes on. And, you know, the Democrats under Obamacare, as you point out, had significant cuts in Medicare. So those things are going on, and they're trying to, the question is whether or not that will affect services. When we're talking about, I think it's about $460 billion over 10 years under the Trump plan, but that's over 10 years, and you're talking about, I think roughly $500 billion a year in Medicare. So it's not a huge cut, and it's trying to address some of the places. In government spending, everybody tries to game the system in order to figure out how you get the maximum reimbursements from the government, and hospitals have been able to do that, and they're trying to cut back on that a little bit.
Author and opinion columnist at thehill.com, Dr. Merrill Matthews, also with the Institute for Policy Innovation website, IPI.org. Listen to Fox Business Network's Blake Berman. And I think this is a valid thing to bring up, and I'll follow up with a question after I play this clip on what if now with a $1 trillion deficit, what if this shoe had been in the other foot, this had been a Democratic president?
$1 trillion deficit, it is proposed. In the meantime, balance is 15 years down the line, but you have to wonder if the shoe was on the other foot, what Republicans would be saying if there was a Democratic president putting forth a budget with a $1 trillion deficit.
Dr. Matthews, you and I, we have to call it the way it is, because I'm a big fan of thehill.com, believe me, of Hill TV as well. If this had been Obama, we know where this would go. Are you surprised the tone where it's almost like I'm looking for at least 80 to 90% of, like, you know, I was a former economics reporter, where, what do you want to call it, criticism or not, that nobody either on Fox or talk radio, and you can fill in the holes on talk radio, has not brought up this issue about Trump and the $1 trillion deficits. I'm surprised.
I'm not anymore. The Trump administration has generally sort of conceded the issue of big spending and said they are going to try to just rely on strong economic growth to help grow their way out of it. The problem is we're not sure. The administration estimates, I think, a 2.8% economic growth for 2021, and then bumps it up to 3%. But he hit 3% the first year or so, but he's missed it the last couple of years. Most of us think that was due in part to the trade war,
right?
Primarily the trade war, but the only difference between Democrats and Republicans on big spending government right now is that Republicans claim to feel bad about it.
Listen to this. Here is, where's this clip at here, guys? Here is where the Democrats claim that they're the party for fiscal responsibility. Let me see if I can. Yeah, let me pull up this clip here. This is MSNBC's Ali Velshi. Listen to this.
My worry about Senator Sanders is very specific to.
No, actually, that's not the right clip. Here we go. Here's the one when it comes to the issue of the Obama economy out there. Here's one of the centrist thing. Here, listen to this clip.
The
never
numbers.
Mind.
He doesn't represent the majority of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a center-left party, not a far-left party.
But with Bernie Sanders winning, I got about a minute or so left. They can't claim to be now. I don't even know whether a centrist party on Dr. Matthews on the Democrats.
Well, that's been the big question: is whether or not Bernie Sanders was actually the real movement and energy in the Democratic Party. And it looks like it right now. Though arguably he actually did not do that well in New Hampshire. His polls were having had him up 6 to 8 points, and he only came out of what two points ahead of Buttigieg. So he did not do as well as they suggested, and I don't think Buttigieg is actually a moderate middle.
Yeah.
I think he's Bernie Sanders without the claiming of the democratic socialism part.
All right, let's put you on the mark here. Who do you? I thought Biden would have done much better. You think this is a game changer coming up, South Carolina in the month? What's your take on it?
It's bizarre. Biden says he's looking for South Carolina because there's more African American votes there, but the African American votes only 12-13% of the total vote in the country. I mean, you can't pin your hopes on that. He's got to be able to win among white voters as well.
All right. Well, yeah, but they do make a big chunk in South Carolina as far as the Democratic vote, but I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's why he's doing it, but that's a small portion of the electorate.
Yeah. Dr. Merrill Matthews, the resident scholar for the Institute for Policy Innovation, IPI.org. Always good to have you on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904. Roger's cracking me up here.
What?
904. Are you talking about Jussie or Pete?
Both of them, anyway.
I know. I'm having fun with you. You guys can fill in the void here. 43 minutes after 7 a.m., 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound on the Buckman Bridge. The right lane is blocked. Add an extra 13 minutes. That's 295 southbound on the Buckman Bridge. And 95 northbound between Bay Meadows and University, there's some slow traffic. Add a couple extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Our high will be 84. Partly cloudy tonight. The low drops to 68. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
Congratulations to Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island for winning the Best of Clay top spot in the health food category. Grassroots Natural Market, providing families in Clay County with the finest selection of fresh, nutritious foods available. Foods that are free from pesticides, hormones, and artificial preservatives. Grassroots offers a wide variety of gluten-free and wheat-free items, as well as a large selection of vitamins, herbs, and CBD oils. Grassroots Natural Market. They're on the East-West Parkway next to the Fleming Island Theater. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Mortgage default rates hit their highest level since the Great Recession. The Trump administration wants to send block grants to states like Florida as a way to curb the rising cost of Medicaid. And the new Gallup poll finds 90% of Americans are satisfied with their personal lives.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
New study is showing a record number of Americans are satisfied with life. Can you believe that? That's according to the latest Gallup poll. 9 in 10 Americans are satisfied or at least very satisfied with their lives. That number is highest among the wealthy, married Republicans. But even non-white single Democrats report an 86% satisfaction rate.
Take Gallup's...
Wait. Non-white, that means those in the black community, right?
Well, it could be Hispanic or Asian or whatever.
Okay, I just thought I want to throw that one out there. All right, that non-white. Was,
Annual mood survey. It reports that as Americans say they're better off now than a year ago, 74% predict they'll do even better next year. That's the most optimistic reading they've ever recorded.
48 minutes after 7 a.m. And the reason why the liberals don't like that, because under the age of Trump, you need to be dismayed. There is despair. He's going to start us in World War III. And please, folks, I can't believe some of my liberal friends, and I do have some on Facebook, why do you constantly put a picture up with Trump and Adolf Hitler? Listen, I never approved that. When they wanted to put up a Mao Zedong or Stalin with Barack Obama. When I think of those guys, I think of the communism of murders that took place. Obama didn't murder people, okay? I'm not a fan of Obama's, but I would have never done that, and nor should this happen as well.
Exactly. And by the way, Trump loves Israel. They actually named a city after him in Israel.
His son is Jewish. By the way, folks.
Son-in-law.
And you know
and his daughter converted to Judaism.
Roger, remember the story of Mar-a-Lago? They didn't allow Jewish people to play golf there until they bought the golf course, one of those golf courses down there.
Huh, I didn't
know
that.
That story's all over the map. So, according to a new Gallup poll, 90% of you, even those of you that are not white, guess what? You're happy with life out there. But that's not supposed to happen under Trump. Listen to liberal political analyst for Fox News, Juan Williams, says, don't buy into this poll. All of these policies are not that great.
So let's get real here. You guys are making the case that everything's great, re-elect Trump. But here's the other side of the coin, in case you missed it. Household debt has been surging. It's the highest right now that it's been since before the Great Recession, going back to 08, 09. Suicide.
I know people that are happy when they get into debt. They just like paying the bill. That's the problem with it. But okay, I digress. More of the clip.
Great. So a real indication of what how people are doing, the highest since World War II. The deficit's over $1 trillion. Remember when Republicans said we have to be responsible? This is going to impact future generations.
So liberal columnist and commentator Juan Williams says, don't believe the hype. It is not accurate. The majority of suicides are higher than World War II, higher debt, which he is correct. Especially when it comes to mortgage default rates since out of the Great Recession. And what was the other one here as well that he said?
It's World War II.
Oh, in the deficit. I don't know people that are happy with the deficit, but I mean, is it having an effect on their life? So my question to you, does Juan Williams have a point that not everything is all that great out there? Your view, 904-831-0600. Let's go to, I'm just kind of curious. Maybe is Williams right? Does he have a point that everything's not that great? So anyway, let's go to Don. Hey, Don, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, brother.
My question would be, this $1 trillion deficit, where does that money actually come from? You telling me this is a government someplace in this world who, after they tax their people for a year, that they spend the money they're going to spend on them, and they've got money left over. So let's just give that to America. Let's loan it to America. Where is that happening? Or are they getting it from U.S. saving bonds or something? I'm kind of curious as to where that $1 trillion actually came from.
You mean the $1 trillion deficit?
I'm just saying, that $1 trillion deficit we're spending, that's money we don't have, and we're supposedly borrowing that from somebody. Who the hell are we borrowing it from?
If I'm not mistaken, and there's a lot of experts that claim, I'm not an expert, oh, I may be out. But anyway, so they claim it's these IOUs. That's what they're, it's off of the future debt, like future unfunded liabilities, that we're going to pay for them down the road. It's kind of like, Don, you're going to get a loan from a bank, you kind of got to prove you got money coming in, but you can also tell them, I got new accounts coming in. Some actually loaners will go off on that.
Yeah, I had one more question
I wanted
to ask you. It's kind of not related too much to what you're talking about, but this theft of our yellow cake uranium, which was diverted to Putin through the auspices of the Clintons. Now, what's that about? What is yellow cake uranium? How much was it worth?
I don't know. Does Publix sell it? I'm kind of a little hungry. You mentioned yellow cake.
Yeah, yellow cake
is
uranium.
Off my radar.
Yeah, that's an ingredient that they used to make nuclear bombs.
That was one of the reasons why they had yellow cake uranium, of one of the 50 reasons why we had to invade Iraq.
Right.
Yeah, Don, it's they're spending the money on the deficits of things that, okay, for example, this is where the deficit comes in. Not the debt, but the deficit. The government brings in, I'm giving you a hypothetical now, don't hold me the exact, I may be off by a couple billion. The government brings in $3 trillion.
Okay.
They're going to spend $4 trillion. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they create these deficits, but everything is based on the faith and credit of the U.S. government. Everybody knows there's no money from any Social Security programs.
Now,
they take that money.
Now, clarify for us, where do they get that extra $1 trillion from?
They have to borrow it.
They borrow it. Okay.
They borrow it from either the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve will move money around, or they buy. Remember, a bank. Not so much a bank, but a lending institution, folks. Believe it or not, I'm not saying you have to agree with this. And Anita Hiles, who's coming in, my good friend, our rapid fire real estate, is going to join us in the next hour.
Redecorated the studios with new furniture.
Yeah. I wish you'd redecorate. So anyway, I get some ideas of redecoration, but anyway, what I'm getting at, there are lending institutions that will sit back and go, okay, we see the income coming in, but you say, listen, I've got more coming in based on taxation, I got more coming in based on projected revenue. There are lending institutions that will give you the money on that, or will give you a line of credit based on what? Well, based on your word or based on a track record.
Yeah.
The same thing happens with the government.
Or equity. Yeah.
Well, yes and no. But the government, does the government have the equity? Yeah, they do. Oh, they've got the equity.
Yeah. Anwar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anwar. No, you make a good, and government lands, but you're right on Anwar or the Gulf. So what I'm saying is it's backed in the full faith. Faith is the evidence. Faith is the evidence that seem things hope for, yet the evidence of things not seen. And I have faith, or do you have faith, that the government's going to pay its debts? Evidently, we're cashing checks from the government based on the full faith of credit of the United States. So that's where a lot of, again, there are lending institutions that will just, hey, Roger, you look good. You've been paying off your loan. You're telling them you got more money coming in. Oh, okay, you look good. Maybe you'll pay it off. One way or the other, Chicago is going to get a bailout. Puerto Rico is going to get a bailout. Companies that, like, we saw.
They should have to cough up something.
I agree.
To get that bailout.
I agree.
Lose some type of investment that you have if you're going to charge the rest of the American people.
Well, Ed, if the pensions and debt and the bonding are so bad, how come they still get loans from these banks? Mm-hmm. Because why? You got the taxpayer. They're going to back you up on this because they're forced to back you up on it. They're going to have to be taxed to pay for all this. So that's how they look at it. 831. Good question. Don's actually had a good question. The yellow cake, I don't know anything about. 831. That's not the yellow cake. I'm used to the yellow cake at Walmart. By the way, Sam's. 831-0600. Talk radio. WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
295 southbound at Town Center Parkway, as always, an extra 7 minutes. And 295 northbound at Butler at about 5 minutes. We're still dealing with southbound on the Buckman Bridge at an extra 13 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Our high will be 84. Partly cloudy tonight. The low drops to 68. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. SeaWorld reaches a settlement with investors. Maine lawmakers say no to sports betting. Those stories next. In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East, the 2020 presidential impeachment, and election. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco has helped thousands of investors safeguard their retirement, especially in times of uncertainty. In fact, if you call 855-971-2006, Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin. And all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin. That's 855-971-2006. SeaWorld Entertainment agreeing to pay $65 million to settle a lawsuit. The suit accused the theme park company of misleading its investors over the financial impact of a documentary about the life of an orca killed in Orlando. SeaWorld didn't admit to any wrongdoing under terms of that agreement, which still must be approved by the court. A sports betting proposal has failed in the Maine legislature. House lawmakers there fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the governor's veto. Seattle is banning most residential evictions during the winter to combat homelessness. Critics argued the ban would hurt landlords. They said the city should cut evictions by connecting needy tenants with rent assistance. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Coming up next, mortgage default rates have hit the highest since the end of the Great Recession. Does that mean we're leading into another recession? Is there a reason why Americans are that deep when it comes to debt? We'll get all that coming up next. Also, managers at Taco Bell and owners at Taco Bell put on a sign in their front that said, "We're closed until our workers can show up on time." They shame the employees. Good move or bad move? What would you have done? 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.